This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour here of the program. You can bring up what you want. Number 603-283-6160. Coming up, the 10 stages of genocide. I know people are going to say this is hyperbolic. Oh, no, that can't happen here. That's not what's happening.
Hyperbole?
We're trying to save people's lives. That's what one of the city councilors said there in Los Angeles as they passed 13-0, a vaccine mandate for indoor activities. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Pickles Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
But it's not just Los Angeles. It's also New York City as of a week or so ago, and now, not surprisingly, San Francisco. Those who remembered the beginning of the so-called pandemic last year remember San Francisco was probably the most locked down of all of the United States cities. Although, Captain, you had an update from Australia where they've had the military out enforcing COVID restrictions, lockdowns.
Yeah, and, well, the update is they're going to send more military. That's the update.
Shocker.
Yeah, more military because reasons? Because
it's still spreading.
Well,
it's
obviously, still spreading. Obviously, it's not that what we're doing is a bad idea. We're just not doing it hard enough. Do it harder,
they
faster,
have a
with more guns.
Lockdown there in various parts of Australia.
People have to notify their local authorities, like when they go somewhere. They're not allowed to go, you know, more than, I don't know, 3 kilometers from home or something like that. They have to tell folks, you know, they can only go to the store during certain hours, if that. It is basically
prison.
What's the word I'm looking for when they call in the military to shut down?
Martial law.
It's basically martial law.
Yep.
And so, because they're also super military lockdown, the cases are still spreading because, well, the masks didn't work, the lockdowns didn't work, and the vaccine didn't work. Cases are still spreading. So somehow, calling in more military is going to do something.
They're
going to
shoot
it?
The virus.
Well, when it comes to the government, the answer is always less freedom. I mean, it's a terrible parody that, like, okay, so if you talk to, you know, your average, surprisingly intelligent and well-informed libertarian, we will actually sit down and explain to you step by step why the solution to a given problem is actually more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, we do kind of sound like a broken record of the answer is always more freedom. With the government, the answer is always less freedom. It is always more enforcement.
I mean, it's in right there in their name, to govern, is to control. So in San Francisco, they're going to be governing you even harder, where they will be requiring residents and visitors to prove they're fully vaccinated. So in Los Angeles, it was only partial. You could have had one of two shots, and that would have been good enough to get you in Los Angeles. San Francisco, nope, you got to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 for a number of indoor activities, such as visiting restaurants, cafes, bars, gyms, according to Mayor London Breed. Announcing Thursday during a press conference, the order will require businesses to verify vaccination status prior to entry. This goes into effect August 20th. Quote, "This is to protect kids." But wait a minute, kids aren't really at risk.
They're not even in the risk group.
At all.
Right.
At all. Like, okay, there are two things that made this different from the other flu viruses. Number one, well, you lose your sense of smell. That's weird.
Okay.
Number two, flu kills children. This
it
doesn't.
Does, yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that zero children have died from this. I'm saying that nearly zero children have died from this. Whereas with the flu, every single year, a tremendous number of children die.
The mayor continued saying, "It's to protect kids and those who can't get vaccinated. It's to make sure that we don't go backwards. It's to make sure that I never have to get up in front of you and say, 'I'm sorry, I know we just reopened and now the city is closed again because we're seeing too many people die.'" How many people have died in Australia so far?
I don't know.
I heard, I don't know if it's just one province or whatever, but I think it might just be Sydney or that particular state or whatever they call them over in Australia. It was just one that caused them to lock down. One death was what caused them to lock down.
Well, they stopped reporting deaths a long time ago as far as keeping an accurate record because they changed that narrative in the first, couple of weeks? Because when this whole thing started going on in the U.S., it was all about deaths. They were tracking the number of deaths, the number of people who died. And guess what? That number stopped growing. And so then they switched it to tracking cases, and nobody even noticed.
So I heard that it went from 1 to 4. So now they got to bring in more military. I mean, that's
four people?
Yeah,
four
and hold on. So this guy is saying that we need to protect the people who can't get a vaccine.
That's what he said, yeah.
I mean, okay, sure enough, there are some people who, for specific reasons that even they will admit to, cannot get a vaccine. Like, it's too dangerous for them to get vaccinated. Even they will say that. And you're protecting them by not letting them go to the grocery store.
That's what he's saying.
You are protecting these people by starving them to death.
Oh, I'm sure somebody will, you know, pick up food for them. You can always hire a person to do your grocery shopping, as long as you can afford to do that.
Right.
Proof of vaccination will be required for all customers and staff, which is another interesting aspect of this. This wasn't really covered in any of the other news. I mean, it just sort of makes sense that they would do this in a sort of crazy totalitarian state kind of way, but it just hadn't been covered up until this point, that these mandates that require you to have a vaccine in order to go indoors and do things, well, of course, they would also require every employee at those businesses to also be vaccinated. So if you want to keep your job in San Francisco and likely Los Angeles and New York City and New Orleans and so on, then you will also have to get a vaccine.
I'm not sure where this is, but this is from the article I brought in from SCMP.com about the military in Australia. Mm-hmm. It says officials also reported two deaths, two men in their 90s, taking the total deaths in the latest outbreak.
Are you telling me men in their 90s died?
That's correct. Two men in their 90s, taking the total deaths in the latest outbreak to 36.
Ooh.
A total of 374 cases are in hospitals with 62 in intensive care.
Is this in all of Australia?
I believe this is Sydney.
Oh, that's higher than I had heard. But regardless, men in their 90s passing away. My God, what a shock. Who could have guessed that that would happen? Fully vaccinated means a person has received both doses of either Pfizer or Moderna, or received the one dose of Johnson & Johnson. But that's not all the new health order includes. By the way, this reporting coming from Cron4 out there in San Francisco. It also requires a proof of vaccination for large events at indoor venues, requiring attendees at events with 1,000 people or more to provide proof of vaccination. So you want to go to a big concert? You got to have a vaccine. The health order extends vaccination requirements to certain healthcare providers, including workers at adult daycare centers, adult day centers. I guess that's, I don't know what that is. Residential care facilities, dental offices, home health aides, and pharmacists who are already not required. That goes into effect October 13th. San Francisco is the first major U.S. city to enforce proof of full vaccination to receive services at indoor businesses. New York City, like Los Angeles, is requiring only proof of at least one dose. But either way, you are either in the club or you are on the outs. There's two casts now.
I would just like to take a minute. You mentioned concerts. I would just like to take a minute and hurl a verbal middle finger at, well, any concerts, any artist who is booking their shows right now. If you are only going to perform at vaccinated-only shows, then please consider this my verbal middle finger towards you.
And a lot of them are like that.
So I'd like to point something out. So we just went through this whole thing about how the Republicans are so racist because they require people to get an ID before they vote. And apparently that targets minorities because they have trouble getting identification. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is a little bit trickier than getting an ID. Like this, you have to see a doctor, which is more expensive than going to the DMV.
Oh, they're giving away the vaccine.
Oh.
You'll get a $100 gift card in some places, or a $25 gift card.
Well, don't you have to have an ID in order for your vaccine passport to apply to you?
That's a good question.
I'm not going to mention the name, but I found out today that a place that brews and serves beer here in the South New Hampshire area is hosting a vaccine thing at their place of business. And if you do get the vaccine, you get a free beer.
Mm. Yeah, they've been giving away donuts, free beers.
They've been giving away
for their health.
Free joints. If you get the vax. Now, if something is good, if something works, and it is, you know, found to be safe, then it doesn't need this kind of advertising and marketing behind it.
You can join us here. Your thoughts on these vaccination mandates. They're likely going to spread. They're already spreading.
Like a virus.
Yeah, 603-283-6160. Your freedom is not what it used to be, and it ain't getting better unless people stand up and do something about it.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Because now here.
The captain. We're talking about the latest mandates coming down in major cities across the United States. And we will continue that with now.
Are they assuming our gender with these mandates?
Next up, Philadelphia. They got something that they're putting in place. Although it's a little different in Philadelphia. They'll let you go in as long as you wear a mask.
And it's not a cheesesteak either.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, though. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Go to freetalklive.com. You can connect with us on our social media site. We started up our own social site. It is a Mastodon-backed site, which is a decentralized or federated, I guess is a better term for it, federated system that anybody can run a Mastodon server. If you get the Linux chops to be able to run a server, which means that there are thousands of these things all across the planet. It looks a lot like Twitter. It acts a lot like Twitter. It's just open source. It's free. And it is not controlled in the same way that that Twitter is. You got more freedom to express yourself over on our website, social.freetalklive.com. So head on over there and do that. Captain, I see you posting there from time to time. I'm posting pretty regularly.
I do.
And well,
I also joined The Matrix today.
Oh, that's cool. Over at chat.freetalklive.com for our chat server, which is different than the social. But both of them are federated. Both of them are open source.
They
both
are.
Of them are self-hosted, meaning we're hosting the server, so there's no one that can take us down.
People make fun of me because I'm still on the Facebook. I've gotten rid of Twitter. I've gotten rid of, you know, the major social media. I no longer have a YouTube account. I mean, there's accounts that I've started that still live on, but I'm not active on the YouTube at all. And so, you know, it's been a slow migration for me. But also, I've sort of learned the lessons of early adoption, right? And that is, I'll let other people run into all the problems first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, okay, all right, seems like it's going. Seems like folks are, you know, at least making moves. And plus, Facebook sucks, man. It really does. It's horrible. It's horrific. So
Matrix is more of a Facebook replacement then?
No, it's a chat room.
Yeah,
no? It's a chat. Multiple rooms, different topics.
But now I'm on.
So like back in the days of IRC?
Yeah, think about it like IRC, but maybe a more modern iteration of that.
So basically, what I'm doing is I'm diversifying my social media presence, right? So instead of having a singular social media presence, I'm now on The Matrix. I'm now on Mastodon. And then also Telegram. The Facebook still exists, but yeah.
Well, and I really do think that we're finally reaching the point where we can get onto these, like, yeah, we've sort of tested this bridge. It'll support your weight. Like, we've gone into the problems that the early adoption has, and I think we're actually reaching that point where, like, okay, well, if you want to get off of YouTube, you can get on Library and Odyssey.
Yep.
If you want to get off of these other chat servers, like, we have Matrix, we have Mastodon servers, and I think we're actually reaching that, like, layer two of modern social media.
Well, I'd be remiss to not engage in something closer to completely decentralized and freedom oriented, you know, where you have the choice to, you know, contain your own data, you
right.
know, and not have it sold out from under you by somebody like Mr. M. Efferberg.
I think the best thing you can do is to take advantage of these new platforms, these new open source, more decentralized platforms. But at the same time, if you still have the old Facebook or Twitter or whatever account, you haven't been banned from their system. Go ahead and use it to promote people mm-hmm. coming to the other platforms.
Yep.
That's the way I've been handling this. When I first quit Facebook, it was in 2018. For about 8 months, I had a message on my profile saying, hey, here's where you can find me. So every post I made, I was syndicating it over to Facebook automatically via this cool little website called IFTTT. It stands for If This Then That. It's IFTTT.com. So it makes it so you can do one thing in one place. So make a post, say, on Mastodon, and then it can automatically be posted on Facebook. It can automatically be posted on Twitter. And you can set it up to where each post has, like, you can sort of format it. So mine's, like, I'm still on Twitter, FTL_Ian on Twitter. But every post that I make on Twitter, I'm actually posting on Mastodon first. So it shows up on our social.freetalklive.com first, and you see the post as it is. On Twitter, it says, at the top, it says, see my full post on my Mastodon, and then, boom, a link to that actual post over on Mastodon, because you can have more characters on Mastodon, unlike Twitter.
Right, yeah.
So sometimes my Twitter post will cut off because it's longer, and so you literally cannot read the entire post on Twitter. You would have to click on the Mastodon link in order to go and do that. But at the very least, it gives people that invitation. Every single post, it's inviting them, hey, maybe you should leave this platform. Here's where you can go and have more freedom.
And you're not the first person to do something like that. I know I've seen several other, we'll call them libertarians or anarchists or whatever, online, who have sort of done the same thing, right? They've maintained a presence on, we'll call it Facebook, the major platforms, Twitter, mm-hmm. that kind of a thing, but also been like, you know, maybe it's in their auto signature or maybe right. it's, you know, in their posts, or they'll do a daily post or a weekly post.
I've got a pinned post, too. So you look at my profile, yeah. the pinned post is all about where else you can find me.
I remember when Adam Kokesh left Facebook, he did a campaign, literally, of, hey, everybody, let's leave Facebook together. Join me over here. I don't remember where he went,
nice.
Specific, but he did it in like, I don't know, once a week or something, I would see that post from him saying, hey, everybody, I'm leaving Facebook on this right. date. You know, join me over here, or find me at this place, or here's my website, that kind of a thing. And it was a very interesting campaign.
Yeah.
I do wonder if, like, the next stage after that is going to be something that is fully decentralized, which is my understanding of Manyverse, where you have, like, a mesh network, which I think, like, I think that's going to be the final step away from the military-industrial complex version of the Internet.
We were experimenting with that just before the raid happened earlier this year when our studios were raided in March. We were testing out the Manyverse thing, and it was kind of buggy. It mm-hmm. wasn't quite ready for prime time, but it was an interesting concept, the idea being it is a completely decentralized social network instead of, like, Mastodon, where you still have a centralized server that, if that, for whatever reason, goes under, you know, your posts are still gone unless you've backed them up, which you can do with Mastodon.
Yeah.
You can download all your posts. But the Manyverse was interesting because it essentially, you would make a post on your own little, you know, like your own phone or whatever. You'd say, okay, I'm making this post. And then every friend that you had that you'd connected with, whenever you would, like, be around them, your post would move over to their phone, and their post would move over to your phone, and so it would sort of, like, hop around
Whoa.
Like that. Mm. Now, there's still a potential of running a centralized server with Manyverse, so that's good, because then you can all join a centralized server, and that helps, right, to have these hubs, mm-hmm. if you will, that pass things around. So the more of those there are, the better. The more participants, the more friends you have, the better. Kind of an interesting...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I still think that's, you know, in that, you know, rickety bridge sort of state. Like, well,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, yeah, it was alpha at best. It wasn't even a beta test, I would say.
Yeah, and, it, you know, it's rickety. There's lots of bugs, but I do think that's probably going to be, like, the ultimate form of social media, where
I
it's
think
fully
it could,
decentralized.
I think it could even transmit over, like, a Bluetooth, if mm-hmm. I recall correctly,
yeah.
or a Wi-Fi. So
yeah.
it didn't even require to having internet in order to work.
It's worth considering, like, hey, if they do shut down the internet, I don't think they will, but it's worth having a plan just in case. Like, I didn't think that Y2K was going to be a thing, but I still had some canned food.
Are you still using the Manyverse?
I'm toying with it.
Okay.
I'm poking around on
Have
it.
Have you rotated your Y2K food out?
We got more coming up. You can join us here. You got decentralized solutions. We love hearing about those. You know, what do we not know about yet? Because there's always something cool being developed. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has approved sending additional military forces to Kabul to help safely remove U.S. personnel from Afghanistan. In a statement Saturday, the president announced he was sending an additional 1,000 troops to the area, joining the 4,000 already announced. Biden also defended his decision to pull all troops out of the country, saying that the Afghan forces had to fight against a wave of Taliban fighters currently sweeping through the country. And officials in Haiti say that hundreds are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say that at least 227 people have died, with Prime Minister Ariel Henry saying he was working to rush aid to areas devastated by the quake, as some towns had almost completely been razed. He also declared a month-long state of emergency for the entire country. This is USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control have approved a third dose of COVID vaccine for immunocompromised Americans. The decision Friday coming a day after the FDA approved the booster shots of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying in a statement that a third dose could help some people with weakened immune systems prevent serious and possibly life-threatening COVID-19 cases. Dr. Frieda Fischer says that a booster shot is likely an inevitability for everyone. The nephrologist and pediatric specialist tells Fox News that new data shows that the effectiveness of the shots may decline over time.
Getting a third shot, I do believe, ultimately will be inevitable. Even in healthy people, we believe that eventually, the immune system response to the initial vaccination doses will wane. We do have some studies, some Israeli data, also some Mayo Clinic data, which shows us that with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccinations, over time, the effectiveness as far as preventing you from testing positive for COVID-19 is decreasing, and it's decreasing the Pfizer more so than Moderna.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. Live Saturday show. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
603-283-6160. Just not a surprise here that a bunch of big cities in the United States are laying down vaccination mandates to do indoor activities at this point. And they're saying that it's because they want to make sure that they don't have to shut down the economy again.
They don't have to.
But if people start getting sick, Captain, they're going to have to do it again.
People get sick, so what?
They're preparing you for what's coming. They're preparing
people
you.
Get sick, then I just have to take dictatorial powers. It's not right. My choice.
We just have
point.
To put people out of business. We have to shut down your business because otherwise somebody might get the sniffles.
Which didn't work before.
603-283-6160, but this time they can do it harder. Captain, they can do it more.
Yeah, look at Australia. They're doing it harder and more. And they've got, we mentioned this earlier, they've got Australia largely avoided the high coronavirus numbers seen in many other countries with just over 37,700 cases and 946 deaths.
Since how long ago? The whole time?
I think this is the Delta.
Oh, the Delta one.
Since the Delta.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here, though. You can bring up anything you want. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, update on some scandal in New Mexico. But I noticed a pattern. We're not even counting Adam Kokesh, but Mark Zuckerberg, with all that he does for us. And then you had the Bloomin' Idiot. I mean, Blumenfeld on the L.A. City Council. And you're talking about death camps and noted that the CDC had some possible idea about camps for people with COVID or other things, and that's headed by is it Rachel Walensky? And then you had a caller earlier in the program whose wife was aligned with the COVID-y thing, and all of those are Jewish people. So I'm wondering why Jewish people are so supportive of the COVID lockdown kind of stuff. But that's not what I'm calling about.
Well, my girlfriend's Jewish, and she's against it. So I don't know if you can make a statement about Jewish people believing a certain thing. They're all individuals, so they can think for themselves.
Yeah, they are. There's just patterns. I make note of every pattern I come across, not just this one. And there's a definite pattern.
Hold on. So, I mean, if you're going to point that out, I mean, the Jews of New York have been the most rebellious against being shut down.
That's true. The blacks and the Jews in New York City are the two groups that are the least likely to get vaccinated.
We did a story on the Hasidic Jews holding a wedding during the heart of the largest lockdown, or the most lockdown-y part of the lockdown. Over, 500 people or something attended the thing.
Yeah, it's just notable the Jews are divided. They're on all sides of everything, but they're always at the pinnacle of the pyramid power. Take a look at the Biden administration.
Well, an IQ that's a standard deviation higher means you do a lot more in every direction.
What I was saying. To finish what I didn't even hear what you said, to finish what I was saying is like half the Biden administration is Jewish. Anyway, what I'm calling about.
I don't know if I want to hear it. 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. Philadelphia is now doing not the same exact thing as Los Angeles and San Francisco. They're saying it's now a mask mandate that is in effect unless the business requires proof of vaccination. So if the business is requiring proof of vaccination, then that's required. If not, all businesses must be mask mandates.
Oh, yeah. I had a similar thing at the corporate massage place I was working at where they're like, hey, good news, because I had quit over, hey, all of the mandates in this state have been lifted, and I don't want to do this anymore. They're like, well, it's part of our corporate policy that you and all the customers have to wear a mask.
Okay.
And they said, like, good news, if you and the customer have both been vaccinated, then you can take off your mask.
Okay, look, to be fair, I don't care or mind if a business decides it wants to hamstring itself by only serving vaccinated customers. That's their business decision. Right.
Oh, and I still care.
And okay.
It bothers me. It bothers me
I'm
on
not
a different level.
There. But I'm not going to. But they're free to do so long as everybody else is free to not shop there or shop elsewhere where people do allow it to go on.
It would be wrong to oppose them by force.
Correct. Definitely. It's when the government gets involved and decides to force everybody to conform one way or the other when they have no business doing so whatsoever, right? The government doesn't own your body. Corporations don't own your body. Your boss doesn't own your body. You own your body. You are the highest authority of yourself. You and only you should be able to make the decisions that affect you. Period.
Mayor Jim Kenney in Philadelphia had this to say. He said, I'm upset. This amazes me that this is the most simple thing to do to keep yourself safe and your family safe and your community safe, and people still refuse to do it. Getting vaccinated isn't just a personal decision. It's a decision that affects all of us.
What's this guy's name?
Jim Kenney.
Hey, Jim, there's no evidence that any of that made any difference.
Yeah, gee, it's almost as if you didn't convince us of that. It's almost as if there was no evidence of what you're claiming.
So, that's pretty much the stories as far as the mandates that are coming down. That's this week. You expect more for next week.
And that's the thing. Like, do you demand evidence in the form of actual data, or is it sufficient that an expert told you so? Like, it really does come down to that. If it's enough that an expert says to do it...
The government-approved expert.
Of course.
Because my doctor says different things.
Those are the only qualified experts. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can tune in daily to Free Talk Live for the next episode of Draconian Zombie Lockdown.
Did you guys see the video of, it was like Mount Vernon or something like that, where there's this doctor that speaks for 6 minutes to a city council?
I haven't watched the video. I've seen it pop up several times on different social medias, noting that it has been taken down from YouTube, but it is up on Library.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. In fact, I know it's been taken down from elsewhere as well, but there's...
I have been meaning to watch it. I just haven't gotten around to it.
There's a fact check on this particular video because it's been spread around so much. Basically, what happens is this doctor just rails against...
Have you watched it?
I've watched the whole 6 minutes, and I've actually considered playing it on the air, just I don't think we're going to have time right now, because you know it's one of those things where we're going to be pausing it and talking about it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. It's an interesting video because, you know, it's a doctor, and he's saying things that are different than what the government approved doctors are saying, than what Fauci and his ilk are saying. And this guy just tears up the vaccine mandates, the mask mandates, all this stuff. And
good on him.
Yeah, and so now there's a fact, so-called, quote-unquote, fact check. So it's apparently some website, pro-government website, that's just trying its best to take this guy down.
Yeah.
There's a whole article, like if you search on Google, which of course we all know Google is restricted. Google does not show you all of the search results out there. You search for this guy's speech, like if you've heard about it, like, oh, guy from Mount Vernon or whatever, or doctor. Yeah. The first thing that comes up is the so-called fact check on this guy. You won't find the video. You'll find the people talking down about the
video. But, Ian, all the scientists and doctors agree.
Except they don't.
No, they don't. You know how all the scientists and doctors agree as long as you censor the scientists and doctors who disagree.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the solution right there.
Apparently.
The number is 603-283-6160. As I mentioned before, lots of companies are also mandating the vaccination. We heard from a nurse earlier tonight, or not a nurse, she was a dental hygienist. Yep. Dental hygienist saying that apparently in the state of Maine, there's a mandate from the governor there that all medical-related industry has to mandate all their employees get a vaccine. Yeah, healthcare.
By September 1st is what she said?
It has to be scheduled by September 1st for no later than a few weeks.
If you've ever thought of investing your time and energy in preventative care, now is the time.
Yeah, really.
Because preventative care just does not have that same kind of scrutiny.
We got more coming up here. Let's get into the 10 stages of genocide.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. There's 10 stages, and this is, you know, going to be coming from genocidewatch.net. There's actually some people say there's 8 stages, but there's several stages when it comes to genocide. Where are we now? We'll look at it coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Izzy, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier.
Is it?
Yeah. And Brandon, who is a silver amplifier. Thank you guys for helping support AMP, the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 180 great radio stations that carry the show at various times throughout the week. We could have 250 or 300. It's possible.
Let's do it.
Just takes time, takes money, takes effort, and you can help us with the money thing. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. We got debit card, credit card, and PayPal options there at ampamp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks like Izzy and Brandon did and do because they're amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. The 10 stages of genocide. Now, genocidewatch.net, I can't say I agree with what they're going to...
Sorry, that's just a hilarious URL.
Well, I don't think they consider it funny.
No, I know they don't. I just... I live in a world where there's a genocidewatch.net.
Well, there have been multiple genocides, and so some people have looked at these genocides, and they've figured...
Sure, there'll be more.
And they've noticed some similarities between how things go with genocides. And so, according to Dr. Gregory H. Stanton... Genocide is a process that develops in stages. These identified 10 of them that are predictable but not inexorable. At each stage, preventative measures can stop it. The process is not linear. Stages may occur simultaneously. Logically, later stages must be preceded by earlier stages, but all stages continue to operate throughout the process. So they're going on going throughout the whole idea. Now, in this rundown of the 10 stages of genocide, we go through the stages, and then he gives what he considers to be preventative measures, many of which we would disagree with, like things like prosecuting people for so-called hate crimes and forbidding hate symbols. Like, so people that support freedom of speech,
yeah.
You know, even though we may not agree with the ideas of racism or hate or whatever, we also see that prohibiting speech, even the ugly speech, is a very dangerous thing.
The
free speech
doesn't work.
Yeah, free speech is supposed to protect the ugly speech. So I'm going to actually skip the so-called preventative measures here. This is basically like half of this, and just get into the different stages.
The 10 stages. Yeah.
So, number one.
Wait. Is this like a David Letterman top 10 list? Is this the top
without
10
any of the humor
stages? Or is it just the 10 stages?
It's the 10 stages. Okay. Actually, right. The article is titled, the URL is titled, The 8 Stages of Genocide.
Okay.
But it's been updated. So I guess it was originally written in 1986. It was updated 20 years later.
They're like, oh, we missed a couple.
They added a couple stages.
All right, let's have it.
Okay, so classification, stage one. All cultures have categories to distinguish people into us and them by ethnicity, race, religion, or nationality. German and Jew, Hutu and Tutsi. Bipolar societies that lack mixed categories such as Rwanda or Burundi are the most likely to have genocide. So we've got classification. Right, so the unvaccinated and the vaccinated.
Can you just define genocide for our listeners that might not know what the definition is?
As I understand it, that is the wholesale murder of a particular group. I'm pulling up the actual definition. The deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying that nation or group. Although in this case, we're not talking about ethnicity.
Right.
We're talking about a different type of group. Those who
political affiliation.
Well, it's not particularly political either. I mean, you don't
well,
have
no,
to...
no, liberty is a political position.
No. We're talking about... I wasn't talking about any sort of persecution of libertarians. I'm talking about people who are not vaccinated.
Right.
Well, people, I mean, it's not that... Well, I don't think that's quite fair either. Okay. Because now, if this was just the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, then the unvaccinated people would also be trying to take the reins of power and force the people who want vaccines to not get them.
They would don't see that from the unvaccinated, at least the ones that I know.
No, they're not. That's exactly what they're not doing. What they want is to be able to choose. Like, that's right. The difference. It's not that they want everyone to be unvaccinated.
That's right.
They're not anti-vaxxers. They're pro-choice.
Correct. What's that have to do with libertarians?
Well, that's exactly what liberty is.
Well, yeah, but there are libertarians out there that are trying to push these vaccines. They're so-called libertarians in our own community.
Well, then, by definition, on this aspect, they are not libertarian.
I haven't bumped into any, but, I mean, I'm sure there are.
I don't bump into them either because I imagine they're hiding in their homes, but you can see them on various social media posting away about how everybody needs to get a vaccine. And even Reason.com is on board, from what I understand, with vaccinations.
Yeah,
now,
I did see a sort of a
well, their libertarian credentials are far from perfect.
That's true. And now, to be fair, I don't know if they have said they would mandate it.
Mm.
I think they're trying to persuade. So I think they're still trying to hold on to their libertarian card, mm-hmm. but, you know, buying into all the government propaganda at the same time, which you would think they'd be better than that, but no.
And even then, at least that is way better than the vaccine passports the mandates and all of these things. Like, that is a whole... I mean, like, we were just talking about, like, if a company does not want you in their store unless you have the vaccine, like, I disagree, but it's a completely different level than when you are being forced at gunpoint to get this thing. Now, in the same way, if you are trying to persuade me that these vaccines are safe and effective and that I really should, for my own benefit and for the benefit of others, get this, that is a completely different thing than when you are saying you are not allowed to let this person into your store because they didn't get vaccinated.
Right. Yeah, so I don't see this as a potential genocide against libertarians because libertarians are sort of on both sides of this issue. Some of them have chosen to get the vaccine. Some of them are advocating
for
the vaccine.
Well, no, I'm saying on this issue, there is a libertarian and an authoritarian side.
There's no doubt about that. But what I'm talking about here with the idea of genocide is that if there's going to be a genocide, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it could.
Yeah.
And we should look at the steps and see, you know, what does it take to get there.
There's one going on in China right now, isn't there? The Uyghurs?
Yeah. But purportedly. They're definitely locking them into to prisons.
Yeah.
And so-called re-education camps.
Taking their organs.
So, but what I'm saying here is that they're likely to target the unvaccinated. And that includes libertarians. It includes, a lot of blacks. It includes a lot of...
A bunch of poor.
Conservatives.
A bunch of poor people.
And, you know, maybe a very small number of liberals, but it seems like most of them are on board with the vaccinations. So I don't think this is a political thing. They're not specifically targeting libertarians.
Oh, I disagree completely. On this issue, they are targeting the libertarians.
They will go after you regardless of what your beliefs
are. I'm not saying that they are targeting general libertarians. I'm saying that they are targeting everyone who is taking a libertarian position on this issue.
Okay, I see what you're saying now.
Lowercase l.
Which includes a bunch of people who aren't libertarians, like conservatives, for
instance. Absolutely.
Okay. Got it. I just don't want to call a conservative a libertarian because they're not. Right?
Well,
like, just because they're right on one issue doesn't mean they're libertarian.
And there's actually a surprising number of people who are, in general, on the political left who do not trust vaccines. Many of them, the first people who told me, like, this is what gives you autism, which I don't actually think that's the case, but, you know, it does express a position. And a lot of those people who are, you know, sort of granola, crunchy, health nut kind of people.
Where are they in all this?
They're anti-vax in general. They are especially anti-vax on this.
Are they speaking out on this?
Not as much as they ought.
Yeah, I'm not seeing them.
I'm not even really anti-vaccine, right, per se, right?
I'm skeptical.
I think, well, this vaccine, yes,
yeah.
But like in general, right? Like,
Get the flu vaccine either.
I don't either, but I, you know, there is some evidence to support vaccination.
Yeah, I'm not completely against it myself.
But this particular vaccine? Oh, yeah.
Vaccines are a dangerous technology.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a dangerous technology is called for. Now, the level of danger in these vaccines is higher than
the fact that they're even calling it a vaccine is a misnomer. It is a genetic modifier.
Right.
It is a platform to program your DNA. That's what it is. That is far different than a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue here with more of the 10 stages of genocide. So classification, we've got that. Vaccinated, unvaccinated, masked, unmasked. Clear classifications. Number two, symbolization. We give names or other symbols to the classifications. We name people Jews or Gypsies, or distinguish them by colors or dress, and apply the symbols to members of groups. Classification and symbolization are universally human and do not necessarily result in genocide unless they lead to dehumanization. When combined with hatred, symbols may be forced upon unwilling members of pariah groups. The yellow star for Jews under Nazi rule, the blue scarf for people from the Eastern Zone in the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia.
The masks for the unvaccinated.
And the symbolism in this case is the mask.
That's right.
I mean, Fauci pretty much established that norm that even after you've been vaccinated, you still wear the mask.
Correct. And the true believers wear it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Apparently, one of the reporters in the courtroom at the trial of Rochelle Kelly this week, somebody said she had two masks on. She was in her 20s. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.